Views on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good evening. Ooh, we are up and we are hot and we are ready to go. Good evening and welcome to North State Now with Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Also streaming live at KCNR1460.com. How are you all doing tonight? The reason I say that is because I've got three lovely ladies with me tonight. And can I say that? Three of very important individuals. We're just going to call them chicks because we're going to be talking about an event that is happening at the rodeo on the 19th. We're going to talk a lot about different things with the rodeo. We're so excited because it's Redding's 75th rodeo, and there's so many exciting elements to this 5, 6, 7, 8 night of gala. Unbelievable rodeo, but one of my favorite events ever. But first, can I say, hello, Liam.
How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm hanging out, man.
All right.
I'm having a great time.
Well, I know you've been playing a little Casey and the Sunshine Band, but you can pull out some cowboy disco for me, some cowgirl disco. I'm all about it.
I got you.
Pull anything you. I know you always. You got me. I feel it. It's just so good. So again, Chicks and Chaps is an event that happens on the 19th of May, and this is a really incredible fundraiser. It really feels at a certain point, once you go every single year, because it really it touches your heart in such a way that you want to be part of this incredible event. So I'd like to introduce who's with me tonight that have been instrumental. First of all, I'd like to start with Sheila Hoyer, who is the, CEO, but you're like the chair, and you've really kicked some hiney and made this thing happen.
Oh, thank you. Well, it takes a village, and there's a couple of village members here tonight.
Absolutely.
Everybody's a huge part of it.
Right, and I attended an auxiliary Redding Rodeo Women's Auxiliary last night, and I just, you know, I can't say enough about Bonnie and how she runs a meeting and just the heart of everybody there. It's really great. Also with us is Bailey Alexander. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, I heard great things about you, that you spoke in front of City Hall.
I did.
Yes. Redding City Council, And my husband raved about you. I didn't attend that particular meeting, but people said great things, and I've also heard that, okay, now this gal, Bailey Alexander, is the future face and the current face, but really our future of rodeo.
Oh, well, thank you. It was kind of a last-minute speech I had the opportunity to do, and I just hope I did the Redding Rodeo proud. That was my main goal, and spoke from the heart, spoke from experience and past experiences, and you know, I did the best that I could, and I'm glad I could do that for them. They're a great organization, and I love the people that work with it.
We're going to really delve into everybody's individual past and find out how it all the culmination of where we are now. And of course, with us is the woman. If you could see this woman, she's got the most beautiful hair, and I just really enjoy being around her. And that's Kim Gooch.
Welcome to
the show.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us your role.
So my role is co-chair of Chicks and Chaps.
All right. And next year you're chairing.
Well, we'll see about
Okay.
I have been the photographer the last few years and have thoroughly enjoyed that. And this year I've been asked to take on some additional responsibilities, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I've also been able to do some of the fluffier, fun things, like order our surprise background that we're going to have this year that I think everybody's going to enjoy taking pictures in front of.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So we're going to change it up a little bit for the 75th.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit. We go in 15-minute segments here, so I'm going to start with you, Kim, and let's talk a little bit about your rodeo history. Share with our listeners how you just share your love of rodeo and share with our listeners so they know who you are.
Absolutely. So going way back to when I was 10 years old, a few decades ago, I got my very first horse. And at the time, I was living in Gilroy, California. So believe it or not, my very first rodeo was the Salinas Rodeo. And from then, I fell in love with rodeo. And I've been in the horse world, and it's never left my heart. Fast forward a few years, and we moved to Redding, California, and that was in 1988. I went back to Chico State, got my degree, and I loved Redding so much that I came back. And in 1992, I went to the Redding Rodeo, and I started to get to know more people in the community that were involved in horses. And next thing you know, I'm asked to come to a Redding Women's Rodeo Association meeting, and I joined. And here I am, since 1994, a member, and now helping out with also the auxiliary and the men's. And I have quite the wide variety of duties throughout the three clubs.
What I love, and what one of the things I find a great honor in when I do my radio show is I have no hesitation to ask people because I'm interviewing them. It, you know, I call it like a coffee chat. You know, let's just forget about it. Don't be nervous because I really want to know about you. And we were at the National Rodeo Finals this year. It was the first time ever for me. I just thoroughly enjoyed it. Want to go back again. I learned so much. And, it's such a rich history, and knowing that you started rodeo at 10 years old and got your horse, that tells me a lot about your heart for rodeo.
Absolutely. And now, keep in mind, I was never the fastest, so after trying Gymkhana a few times, I decided it wasn't for me and I was better as a spectator, but still, the love of rodeo has never left my heart.
That's fantastic. Now, Bailey, let's go on to you and a little history. I know your folks.
Yeah, pretty much everyone knows my folks.
I know your folks, and this is my first time actually meeting you. So tell us a little bit about, of course, you've grown up with horses, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, so I guess, I mean, I started in the horse industry before I could even walk. My first word was horse. Horsey, my mom always said. And she knew she was in trouble right then and there. And they never pushed it on me, but it was definitely first word, first love, that's what I stuck with. And I continued on with it. I started off jumping when we lived in Rockland, California.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we moved up to here. I can't remember what year. I think I was probably 8 or 9. And I started with Stephanie Boyce. I started doing the all-around. I did the horsemanship, trail. You know, I kind of did the shiny stuff for a little bit. And then I found reining. And I kind of bebopped back and forth with that for a while. And reining really stuck with me. And I had a great time with it. It was really my passion. And then I decided, well, I'm going to take my passion to college. And I showed horses all throughout high school. And my goal was to go ride for a D1 equestrian college. And Fresno State approached me with an offer I couldn't refuse. And it was close to home. So I took it and I rode for their team. I was a starter from my freshman year on. And I had the best time. I mean, the girls were so much fun. The memories that we made, the lessons that I learned, the horses that I got to rode was quite the experience.
A dream to be able to take your horse. Well, could you take your horse?
No. So what you actually do is, so say for example, we were competing against Texas A&M at Texas A&M.
Okay.
We fly to Texas A&M probably about the night before. Then the next day, you know, competition starts. You get to watch the horses warm up. You get a little sheet that says, it's a 5-6-year-old horse. You ride it one-handed, two-handed. Don't do this. Don't do that. Very basic. I mean, there was some that said, show horse. Really fun to show. Go have fun. Like, great. Maybe not. Might not be that fun. But you'd watch them warm up. Whether you were first or second, you would go head-to-head with your opponent from Texas A&M. There'd be 5 of us on the roster, and it'd be head-to-head. So if I was going against Rider B, maybe they got to show first, maybe I did, and whoever got the highest score, you get 4 minutes to warm up, ride this horse and figure it out, and then you have to go and show it. So it could be something that's very, really broke, or something that's not very broken, you got to figure out how to get it around the pen the best that you can.
How exciting. What a challenge. What a beautiful challenge.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Wow. Did anybody get bucked?
Oh, there was quite a. Wow. No, not quite a few. There was, every now and then there was some that we had. One girl, I think I saw, got bucked off, but that was like a freak accident. Horse turned really sharp. She just wasn't ready for it. But really, honestly, it was just, mentally, physically, it was all of the things that it was just amazing.
Talking
it,
about have to be totally present and your real horsemanship shows up. And I think that it's like anything else. If you're on stage and you fall, there's a grace to it. And people are watching in competition. And I can't state that enough, that your growth happens when you fail. And how you do it in, is, are you a champion or are you not a champion?
Yeah.
I think that's such an important thing. Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, yes, we've got Sheila Hoyer here, and we're going to hear about your history as well with horses. I'm sure that, I think that that's so generational as well. Can't wait to have our listeners hear about that. This is Linda Bott. We are on North State Now here on KCNR. We're going to do some love with our sponsors after this break. We'll be right back.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. Oh, yeah. Liam.
Down on the corner by the traffic lights, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they...
Welcome back. We're talking all rodeo right here. Rodeo. We're going to be getting into chicks and chaps in a minute, but first I'd like to thank our sponsor of tonight's show, and that's Wonderland Signs. If you're looking for a banner, they've done our cards, they've done our logo. If you go and you look into the Enjoy magazine, you'll see North State Now. They did our ad as well as our KCNR ad every month. Wonderland Signs, where they design just the most incredible artistic work from scratch, located at 273. So a shout out to Tom and to Steve and to Karen and the people that work there in that sign shop and do just really excellent work. All right, so now, Sheila Hoyer.
Hello.
Hi. Get in there. Come on. You're so shy. Okay. But you're not shy when you get on a horse.
No. But yeah. Other than that.
So tell us, you know, and plus you've been a stylist. So I was thinking about you the other day because you've been owned your own hair salon and you've been a hair artist.
Stylist.
A stylist. Yeah, so you have developed good friendships. And you are kind of like, you know, like a mentor priest when women and men come to you.
Yes.
There's conversations that they have with you that they don't have with anybody else.
That's true. That's true.
And you're the holder of secrets.
I am. And I'm also given the honor of walking people through a lot of this. It's a difficult process for people who have cancer. So I've been able to be there with them.
Share testimony.
Yes. And just be an ear for them to talk to when no one else kind of understands. There's so many good programs out there that will help people that you need to be utilized, but I'm lucky enough to see that almost a daily basis where I get to sit and talk to people.
When years ago I had you did a book on it was a wonderful book about cowboy,
right.
And I mean it's like the miracle that happened with your horse, and that was when I first met you, and I had the goose pimples and the love in my heart for you in that very moment. And I'm so happy to see that you're doing the Chicks and Chaps, because this is a breast cancer fundraiser, and we have women and men, but we have doctors that come out, we have speakers that come out, we have testimonies from survivors, people actually going through treatment. Through the years, we've lost some.
Quite a few people, yes.
Some of our dear ladies that have been precious to us.
Yes, and that's why it's really important, because it's constantly evolving cancer therapy. So anything we can do to support that, especially in our local communities, and it's just a never-ending need.
Well, when I would think, you know, when you get the diagnosis, and I can only go through my personal experience, I didn't, but for 4 months, there were weekly tests of you may have. And then it's like, then if you do get the diagnosis, what do you do with that? Who are your people? And that is where I think your testimony is very powerful. And you sharing your experience is very powerful, because that will help people to open up and know that they're not alone.
I think that it's really important. And it is a really solitary journey. No matter how much your family and friends love you, it's something that you have to do on your own. So anything we can do to help people is really important. I mean, it's difficult to be diagnosed and to hear the words. And once you've heard them, you can never unhear them. So it's always going to be a process, and it's always going to be checkups and scans and blood tests. And that's your life. So it's definitely something that definitely can be difficult for a lot of people who don't have support.
I have a girlfriend, my best girlfriend, actually, who moved from California to Texas. And the month that she, like 3 months after she moved there, she got breast cancer. And so she went through, and I couldn't be out there. So, you know, but she really wanted to kind of do this alone. She left her family, and she and her husband moved to Texas, like a lot of people have moved from California. But after she's gone through the chemo and the radiation and that kind of thing, lost her hair, hair's back now, it's that pill, pill. And then there's if there's something in her body that's been hurting, it nags at her to think, okay, did it move? I'm cancer free, but has it moved? So that is something that I don't think people understand.
That's a difficult one. And every little ache and pain, you automatically go there. And so you have to learn to live with it. And you have to learn that to stay calm and to talk to your doctors and just know, you know, have faith in yourself to heal and be strong. And that's really something that we can all help with in this community by supporting this fundraiser.
And the fundraiser is the 19th. There's just 91 tickets. That's what makes it. It's fun. But why we're learning the information and driving it home, the funds that are raised, there's a special raffle and that's going on for that. And the tickets, I think there's maybe just 15 tickets left now.
Right about.
Okay, so those who are listening and would like to attend this fun luncheon from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 19th, and is there a rodeo ticket included in the price?
There is. There's a Friday night ticket in the Chick Pit, which is a special section of rodeo in the stands, so that everybody that supports the event can be there together. So it's a real fun thing for you and your girlfriends to be in the Chick Pit.
All right, and so let's segue now. We've talked to Bailey, and we've talked to Kim about the history of their horsemanship, and we're going to talk in the next segment. We're going to go into Reading Rodeo and the Knights and that kind of thing. But we're really here to kind of highlight Chicks and Chaps and everybody's involvement. But let's talk about your history in the horse world.
Well, I started my great grandparents, my grandparents, my mother. All were born on the same ranch, and my love from horses, I think, was day one, you know, and I've carried that with me my whole life. I've had some great horses. Cowboy was the most amazing horse, and now I have Hombre.
Yeah. Love you, girl. Well, Cowboy lit up everybody's life, and then you just kind of, I believe now that I have a horse, that there is, you know, like they talk about a unicorn. No, there's
your
horse.
Heart horse.
There's horse magic.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's something about what happens when you're out with your horse that no matter what's going on in your life, calms you down. Right? Wouldn't you say
it
that?
Does. Absolutely.
I was out with my horse today, and I mean, I came out right when she was being fed. She was like, I'm sorry, it's like having her nails done. Excuse me. But
they're very particular about their food, especially the mares.
Yeah.
Wave that carrot. She was so sweet with me, though. She was sweet. Just like, I think she was like, I'm going to give you what you want because you got to leave me alone so I can go back and eat.
Well, and when you get that unicorn of a horse, like my very first horse, you don't realize what you have until it's gone, and you try to go out and get another horse, and it just never quite is the same. I have pictures going back to, again, when I was 10 years old. I'm standing up on this horse riding bareback. My mom said, just go for the day, ride all day, would take me wherever I wanted to go, never had to worry about it, never spooked, and now I wish I could replicate him. And his name was Sierra, and he'll always be my heart
Sierra.
Horse.
Oh, yeah, your heart horse. Somebody was talking about their heart horse the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but I thought that was interesting because even though they have one or two or three since that horse, that was the one
that resonated
to their soul. And because I grew up, like, first through fifth grade, with two horses, and I did 4-H, but I'm not like you guys that were real equestrians. So then this horse came into our lives later on, 2 years, like going on 2 years now, and it just is a natural unfolding of what it is. So I've realized no matter what I think it should be, it's only what it is today, and be good with what it is today. And there's something beautiful in this lesson of that.
Absolutely. I've got my horse at home, thank goodness, still. I mean, he's 20-something years old, and I've gotten to take him to college with me. He's taken me to the World Show. He's helped me through. I actually got him. We bought him when I was going through the myth of some of my health stuff. And there's a lot of horses that could have taken advantage of me because I wasn't really all there. And he helped me every step of the way. He kept my life normal. He got me to college. So he's the horse. Anyone that wants to ride, I just know I can always count on him. And he is I will never have another one. His name is Styx. And
Styx.
I will never own another one, and I just love him so much. And
yeah.
I can't think of a day that I can't live without him.
Oh, man. All right. So on that note, we're going to take a break. We're coming back. More about Chicks and Chaps. More about Rodeo 75th anniversary, folks. Tickets are on sale now. They're going fast. I think we heard last night from the lady selling the tickets. What's her name?
Renee.
She's just fabulous, by the way. She was in Vegas. Just what? That's a team. Talk about a team. You know, another one, another great, solid on the team. Think about what that is to run that box office and the monies and all that, everything. That just
and I work in there with her,
man.
I know exactly.
Yeah,
what
it takes a certain kind.
She does
a
lot.
Yeah. So anyway, tickets are on sale, and I think they're talking, there's a few seats in boxes on Wednesday. I think they have just a few of the rodeo flats open on the weekend. So I know that we're going to be giving tickets away in the stands on a couple of those nights, but do go get your tickets. Don't wait till the last minute, because this is really a big deal. And, of course, let's talk about the Cowboy Channel when we get back, too. We'll be right back.
What's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio and KCNR1460.com. This is North State Now with Linda Bott. I am thrilled, really thrilled. If you've heard Carl and I on the morning show, you've heard that we got into because Carl, you know, started the polo team for the Marine Corps in San Diego. And then he was a, which means, I mean, I see pictures of him in his polo gear. I'm like, put the lip back in. And then he also did what's it called when you do the long, like 30 miles, 50 miles?
Endurance racing.
And so this is what I love about my husband, and he keeps me wanting to come around him and be with him because he's always evolving and changing. And I think that's really important in people and in human beings, and especially in a relationship. So he said, our chiropractor, who is Trudy Pratt, is an equestrian, and her horse is boarded out at in Palisadro off of Silverbridge. And I've known that because I've been on her table before. She's adjusting my back and seeing her boots and know that she's been out with her horse. But it just didn't dawn on me that we had lost our, you know, our puppy that became our child, you know, our furry baby after 13 years. And Carl was looking at just like maybe getting back into endurance racing. And so she said, Trudy Pratt said, come out and see the facility. And Carl was looking at, you know, like different kinds of horses that were built a certain way that could do this endurance racing, because he used to do like hardcore endurance racing. And we went out, and there was, I just went with him. And then Colleen and Trudy said, oh, I think there's a horse over here that's for sale. And there was this paint, an Overo paint. I didn't know terms or what, you know, I just knew it was a paint. And that horse looked at him, looked at Trudy, looked at Colleen, and went right to me. And they were like, oh, God, I really saw that happen. And then Carl will kiddingly tell a group of people, I just thought, oh, my God, I hope it's not expensive. And I said, I do not want to steal your thunder, buddy. This is your deal. So I'm out there four times a week doing her hooves. You know, I'm not, you guys are skilled. You've been doing it since you were kids. So you can probably have so much horse knowledge in this room with the three of you. But I will say that, it's actually made my going to the rodeo an even richer experience. And I like horse people in general. I've always loved the cowboys. I grew up with families that were kind of miners and coal miners and, you know, I love the outdoors and that kind of thing. So thank you so much for being with me tonight. I'm really excited. If you're coming back into the show, we have with us Bailey Alexander and Kim Gooch and Sheila Hoyer. And we're here tonight to talk about Chicks and Chaps, which is an event that happens on May 19th. Sheila, before we took the break, we were discussing your heart horse and what it is to have this fundraiser that focuses on breast cancer. There are speakers and there are survivors, and there's like 91 people. So it's really
an intimate affair.
Intimate affair, and women sharing stories with each other in a safe environment.
And just having a really good time with their friends. Yeah. So it's a day of celebration. So that's important to remember for everyone. And if that means remembering somebody who's passed in your life, or somebody who may be going through it in the present, it's just a lovely way to spend a day.
And so you have lunch, you're having cocktails, there's wonderful silent auction items, but then there's this clinic. Kim, can you tell us about the... Okay, Bailey, both of you, let's chime in on the clinic.
Yeah, the clinic's actually really fun. I got to help out with it last year, and it was a blast. So we have a few different options. We start off with kind of taking everyone. A stock manager will come, or one of our fellow cowboys will talk about informational stuff regarding the shoots, why the steers wear certain things, bucking straps, you know, all of the good deals, and just to kind of explain what rodeo is, the background, how everything works, to kind of give people just a little bit more information that they don't typically get. And then we have our fun little games, like we have our dummy roping that our rodeo queen and some of our other professionals will come help out with, as well as Bucky the Bull, which is my personal favorite, and you can kind of see how long you can stay on. He's a super riot. And then we have the opportunity to do stick horse barrel racing. That one gets quite interesting, and people get quite competitive. And then lastly, when you've kind of done all your drills and kind of learned that you wanted to, you get to take pictures on Tata the Pink Horse.
Oh, yeah. And that's always a fun one.
All the ladies love him. Yeah.
All right.
It's a great event.
It's great.
Coming from my perspective as the photographer of the event, I would love to have everybody check out our Facebook page where you can see all the photos of our past events and all of the fun things that these ladies have got to partake in.
So in Facebook, is it called Chicks and Chaps?
Yes.
Okay, Chicks and Chaps.
Reading.
Okay, Reading, Facebook. And this was actually brought into from Montana.
Correct.
And they had to select, you know, it's a very, it's not on every rodeo.
No. There's 12 of us across the United States. And together we've raised, we're close to about the $3.5 million mark that we've raised since it first started 11 years ago.
So we'd like you to go to, what is the site, the official ticket site? And we want to encourage you to go to this particular site because some people have gone off site and that their tickets aren't good. Now we've heard that before because we used to have the Reading Civic that would come on a lot and talk about their upcoming shows and people would go buy their tickets elsewhere and they weren't good. So let's listen to this very carefully, Kim.
So for rodeo tickets specifically, we want you to go to readingrodeo.com. For our Chicks and Chaps event, we want you to go to Eventbrite. And the link is also on our Facebook page for our event.
All right, ladies. If you're listening to, or if a husband, if you're listening and you think that your wife would want to go or your mom would want to go, I can tell you that this event is near and dear to my heart. I've love that. I'm honored to get asked to MC. It gives me the good gooies. So the girls generously said tonight they want to give it a ticket away, and these tickets are good not just for the lunch but for a seat in the chick pit. So you do get a rodeo ticket for the night.
On Friday night, too.
And it's $100 value.
$100 value. So 605-4567. That's 605-4567 with 530 area code in front, as of course, and Liam standing there. So we'd love to be able to give that away to somebody who would like to enjoy this and hang out with us. Can we go a little bit into rodeo and talk about the rodeo events?
Absolutely.
All right. So Tuesday night, last night, we had a wonderful meeting talking about the Tuesday night's the Hall of Fame dinner.
Our first annual Hall of Fame. We have some amazing inductees. We're really excited about this, and we want to do something special for our 75th year. And so for those of you that want to join us, there's tickets available to that event as well. And you'll get to see some historical people that have made an impact in Reading Rodeo.
And then Wednesday night's the Bulls.
Correct. And you can get tickets for that also on readingrodeo.com.
All right. And then Thursday night is the opening of?
The whole rodeo.
With all the events.
And yeah. It's family night, isn't it?
I believe so.
I know. I have the flyer. So Thursday, Friday is Chicks and Chaps. We have, the pancake. It's a big day. Pancake breakfast, Chicks and Chaps, rodeo.
Right. Wednesday, Extreme Bulls. Thursday, Family Night. Friday is Think Pink Night. So if you do come to the rodeo that Friday, make sure you're dressed in pink.
Right.
And Saturday is our Military Night.
Fantastic. And that's the closing night of the 75th. It's going to be a big thing. Now, again, 605-4567, and you will get a ticket for this Chicks and Chaps luncheon that is happening. And that also includes a ticket for the rodeo that night. So that's Friday, May 19th. Give us a call. Should we talk about some of the sponsors that have so generously donated to this event?
We've had amazing sponsors. Obviously, Reading Rodeo, number one, Wrangler, Montana Silver, Goldmart has been outstanding, Lulu's, Costco, Valor Oncology, Genesis Care. This community is famous for its support, and we have the best.
Absolutely.
We do. And Dr. Grady will be keynote speaker.
He will indeed.
Dr. Ian Grady.
Looking forward to that.
And he is, we both, you know, Kim, I found a Hazier doctor too, which is cool. He's absolutely. Just leading in technology. He's got something here with a new mammogram machine that nobody else in town has. So, and then his sonogram machine that's amazing. So, Anyway, we do have to take a break. When we come back, more in our final segment here on Chicks and Chaps with the girls. We'll be right back.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back.
I don't even know myself. All I know is she gives me feelings I can't get with anyone.
Is that Kenny Rogers? Now I know when I fly. I know that. Okay. Welcome back. I got lost in the music. Kathleen, congratulations. You got that ticket to Chicks and Chaps. And I'm glad you're going to join us because it really is incredible. Now, I think Kathleen, if this is a Kathleen, I think it was the year I got my belt buckle. It was close to my birthday, and I had a big table of girlfriends that all threw money in a pot. And then I put money in, and I got my beautiful turquoise Chicks and Chaps I wear proudly. I think it was 2000.
I remember that.
It's a beautiful, I'm so proud every time, I get to wear that. Every year, they do a new belt buckle for the year.
Yes, and this year's is beautiful.
There's not ever been an ugly one.
This is true.
Yeah, and so, people generously donate. Now, all this money that is made from, this event will stay local.
Correct. Everything stays local, and we donate back to various charities that support breast cancer patients.
And there's probably some charities that where women can't afford, and they're worried maybe their insurance. I mean, correct. I think most insurances do, but if somebody doesn't have an insurance.
Yes, and there's so many things that people don't think about. The gas for going to and from treatments, and treatment is pretty intense. So you're going back and forth, and there's labs and deductibles and all sorts of things.
Places to stay.
Right. We try and cover just about everything that they may need, you know. So.
Well, from my heart to you three ladies, I just thank you because I know it takes work and dedication and a heart to do this kind of thing. So let's go around the room and have closing thoughts. Anything else that you would like to add to tonight's program? And by the way, this will be on our archives, So you'll be able to link this and always have this to send to anybody you want at any time. But let's start with you, Kim Gooch.
I want to say, again, if you're at all interested in what this event sort of looks like and you haven't been before, go to our Facebook page, because not only do we have photos of past events, but we have some photos of the beautiful items that have been donated. And I'm talking very high-end, gorgeous items, like a beautiful diamond necklace that Sheila mentioned. We also have a one-of-a-kind leather purse that was made just for this event. So when you're coming to this event, you're not getting run-of-the-mill items. You're getting very special, high-end things that nobody else has. And it's really unique and exciting, especially for our 75th year.
I remember the purse last year. It was,
Can't wait for you to see this year. So go check it out on our Facebook page. And it's even better in person.
Okay.
And then we have so many raffle baskets. We have all of our auction items. We have beautiful shirts that are going to be available to everybody. Lunch is going to be delicious. We're just really excited about everything.
So let's talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, I'm going to go to you, Bailey, in a minute, but let's talk about the shirts, because the shirts, for me, are collectibles. And I've kept every single one, and every year I wear them all summer long. I love them.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. And this year is a one-of-a-kind. It's for the 75th, and a local, one of our, she is a sponsor flag flyer. What do you
carrier.
Call it? Carrier. There you go. She's wonderful. Her name is Brandy Garcia. She sketched the shirt. And this will be the one and only time you can get that shirt. Mm. And what is included in your bag is your goodie bag, a T-shirt, some other items that we thought that you might enjoy, and some information on various support groups in lunch, no-host bar, live and silent auction, guest speaker, and ticket to the Friday night chick pit. So it's a lot.
It's a lot, and I need to buy one of those stickers. They're
$5.
$5. So let me.
First edition.
Yeah, first edition of these cute little. First of all, I love the art, and just everything about it makes me happy. If you see a black caddy running around town with chicks and the chaps in the back of it, you know that that's Sheila. Okay, Bailey. Closing thoughts. Anything to add? What? Thank you for being here tonight.
I think it's a lovely, fresh.
A piece of fresh air.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a lot of fun with you guys. I just want to encourage everyone to come out, buy some tickets for this event, because I think I could probably put money on at least every person in Shasta County or California has at least someone they know or have come in contact with that was affected by breast cancer or cancer in general. And I think it's really important that everyone comes out, supports, raise some money. Let's get some more treatments found. Let's get, you know, the help that these girls need and the support. And I think it's going to be a great event. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be beneficial for everyone there. And so come out, come have some fun, and come learn some.
Now, you arranged, earlier in this interview, you talked about that you arranged the clinics?
Coordinated the clinic? I did not coordinate it, no. But I just kind of beep-bop around and kind of make sure everyone's getting to their places, know what's going on, seeing if they're having fun. I kind of participate if there's a little bit of hesitation every now and then.
Okay.
And I just kind of get people involved and having fun and keeping it moving. And I'm just, you tell me where to go, I'll go there.
Were you in the pageantry of rodeo?
I was not. However, my mom was, Audrey. She was 1965, I believe. Or, no, my God,
no.
1995. Oh, my goodness.
She will kill you.
No, she will kill me. No, we can't let her hear this. 1995. She was a beautiful queen. It just, I have so many irons in the fire right now that it just wasn't in the cards for me. However, I did get to judge the competition, and I had a blast. And I will be carrying flags this year. So I get to be involved still. And I'm super excited because it's a great event, great people, and everyone's going to have a lot of fun.
We're going to run this show again the first week of May. I sometimes we'll do the best of or pull out something because Carl and I will be celebrating my mother's 90th birthday. And so, you know, there's certain things that you need to do, and that's a very big milestone, if you ask me. My parents were married 70 years on February 14th. So it was so cute because they came to the crab feed. They came up to the crab feed. And one of our friends at the table brought my mother a veil, And she wore that veil all night long like she was in prom. It was the cutest thing. So she's game, and they love the rodeo, so they're coming up for the rodeo, and they'll be, we'll be in box seats. My dad's 92. My mom's 90. They still are driving up. They're driving up tomorrow for Easter weekend. And I just think family is so important. I won't be there, but my point is I'm running the show again because I think it's really important everybody finds out about this. And if you can't make the luncheon, and you can't, and you, but you feel like your heart's tugged at to donate something for Chicks and Chaps, knowing that these funds are going to stay local, and you've heard some testimony tonight, where would somebody go about doing that, Sheila?
They can do it one of several ways. They can go to Facebook and send us a message, or Instagram, tag one of the posts, or they can simply call me, which is 530-351-1961, and we'd be happy to help.
And do you have we have 5 minutes left in the program, so let's hone in on important information. We've been having fun information, yeah. But yeah.
The event is Friday of Rodeo. It starts at 10 o'clock, runs to 2, so you can go to the pancake breakfast and go right into our event. And then right after our event, you'll have a little bit of time to get home, get all fancy for Friday night of rodeo.
Sounds wonderful. Now, what do you think about the Women's Auxiliary Rodeo Group? Isn't it fun?
We love
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love it. I just see the love of... Well, through you, you got me involved, so I think that was my third meeting last night.
I did, yeah.
And I love to see the commitment to, these are the women that are doing the steak feed, and they're cooking for the people working for the rodeo, and they're out there volunteering. This is all volunteer, folks.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what a lot of people don't understand. Reading Rodeo is in its 75th year, and it is 100% volunteers. It's everybody that's there is there because they want to be. So,
and they pour their heart and soul into mm-hmm. it.
They do. And we do so many things. People don't understand that if there wasn't Reading Rodeo, there wouldn't be Asphalt Cowboys. So it's really important because if Reading Rodeo goes away, the pancake breakfast goes away.
Special Kids Day.
Special Kids Day.
Which is Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Or Monday.
I think this year, I want to say it's Monday.
Monday of the rodeo week, beginning of the rodeo week. And they were talking last night in the meeting for the Women's Auxiliary meeting about, trailering and horses and the stuff that people do when they volunteer. And I've had more people say to me that Special Kids Day is one of the highlights, if not the highlight, of the entire week.
Oh, it yeah. is for a lot of people. Yeah, it is. I mean, you have to have, there's so many things that go in, and you have to have a bomb-proof horse.
Mm-hmm.
And this horse has to be ready to carry any child and not question anything. And so you see in these horses the love of children, and you see a lot of these children that have never touched a horse, have never ridden a horse, and it's magical. It really is for all of us who've been there year after year.
Whether you're leading or your kids are in it, there's hundreds of kids that come out there, and they are just starstruck to just even pet the horse or be near it. It makes me tear up anytime I get to help with it.
And I can see that. I was just thinking about reaching up, and I love to watch those little TikTok videos of kids with their horses sticking that. One was about an autistic kid, and that horse and that autistic kid just communicated, like really communicated. And thinking about reaching up and the whiskers on the horse and the nose, getting up close is really, and that's a 1,300 pound or a, I don't know, mine's 1,300 pounds.
1,000 to 1,300.
Yeah. That's a beast. That's a furry beast. It's not a furry baby. Well, it's our furry babies, aren't they?
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
much coordination goes into this on so many levels and really throughout the entire year for all of our volunteers. It's not just rodeo week. So big shout out to all of our clubs and a big shout out to all of those that have come out to support us in the past. We couldn't do it without you, and we're so very thankful that you have generously supported us throughout these years.
And let's not forget that on Saturday we have the rodeo parade. Some of you have maybe husbands that are in the parade.
Yes, like asphalt cowboys.
We appreciate what they do. Thank you so much, Bailey Alexander and Kim Gooch and Sheila Hoyer. This is Linda Bott signing off tonight here on KCNR and North State Now. Don't forget Chicks and Chaps, the Reading Rodeo, the 75th. Go to readingrodeo.com for tickets and go to your Facebook at Chicks and Chaps and Eventbrite to buy tickets. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you. Thank
you. KCNR, Shasta, Reading.